Kia ora, Hannah Augustine, welcome.
Kia ora, Catherine Ryan. How are you going?
I'm really good, thanks. And staying with the Irish names, I'm not sure if yours is, but mine and the author certainly are. The Magician is by Colm Tóibín.
Yeah, is he Colm?
Colm, I've never worked it out, sorry. I've just gone phonetically.
It's terribly embarrassing.
No, it is. I think you're right. I think it is Colm.
Anyway, he is a wonderful writer, however his name is pronounced. I read a couple of his previous works, including his novel The Master, which is a fictional portrait of Henry James. And here we're returning to the same territory in The Magician. This is, as you introduced it earlier, a fictional portrait of the German writer and poet laureate Thomas Mann, and it's his first novel since 2017, I think. It's a really wonderful novel. I loved it. I found it more absorbing than I expected it to. I must admit I wasn't that familiar with Mann. I've never read any of his work, but what this is just a wonderful trip through the life of a man who lived in very interesting times. He was born in 1875 in Germany, and he died at the age of 80 in Switzerland. And his life obviously encompassed both world wars, including the lead up to the Second World War in Germany, and he eventually had to leave with his family to go and live in America, live out the war in America. They were lucky enough to be able to do that. Then, of course, he saw the beginnings of the Cold War in America subsequently, and that was part of the reason that he and his wife and a couple of their children ultimately moved back to Switzerland, and that was where he died. So a lot of political change throughout the life of this man who, I think, grappled, well, according to Tóibín's novel, which seems to have been quite extensively based in research. He's got a significant bibliography at the back of the works that he consulted. So it feels quite true to life, and what it shows is this man sort of grappling with how to be both a creative person in the world, an intellectual, but also someone who is sort of being forced to engage perhaps a bit more than he is an introvert would want to with the public and political life that is taking place around him. So it's kind of wonderful in a variety of different ways, this novel. I mean, one thing it does is to, and I suppose Tóibín is really well equipped to be able to do this as a writer himself, it inserts us into the mind of someone who is kind of constantly assessing the world around him, and particularly the people that surround him, for material for his novels. And it shows to what extent he did borrow from the things that were happening in his life for great novels like Death in Venice and The Magic Mountain, I think are two of his most famous. But it also, as well as sort of grappling with how the creative process for someone who, you know, was clearly extremely accomplished, won the Nobel Prize for Literature rather. How his family life is kind of a constant underneath that creative life that he's living. He was married to a woman called Katja Pringsheim. They had six children. One of the things that people know about Mann, and Tóibín deals with it a bit in the novel, is that he also seems to have been a closet homosexual, may or may not have acted on those desires all that much. But he was a family man as well. And it's actually the family life in the book that is one of its richest aspects. I think the dynamics between the six children who are all quite different and quite generously drawn by Tóibín, even though the novel is focalised through Mann, he's very much the central character. We do see these children kind of coming in and out of his various houses that he lives in with his wife, and sharing their differing opinions. And actually, they're so alive, these the characters of the children, that you feel when the novel comes to its end, as man is ending, nearing the end of his life, that you'd like to see the stories of the children carried on. And I suppose, actually, if I had one criticism, it's that his wife, Katya, who's there as this constant presence throughout, she feels a little bit two-dimensional compared to some of the other characters, and certainly compared to Man herself. She was a bit of a cipher. I would have liked to have known more.
Just
about her.
I was just going to say, just quickly, there is a risk sometimes that things can fall betwixt and between biography and novel. Did that happen at all? Does it read as a novel?
It does read as a novel, and actually I was reflecting on that, to what extent is the sort of slight colourlessness of the character of Katya to do with the fact that he's dealing with a historical personage? Is it because she was in fact colourless in real life, and therefore he doesn't want to embellish too much, or is it that he didn't want to take too much license with an imaginative recreation of this historical person? So that was one aspect of the novel that I really enjoyed. And then the other one is just how sort of timely it feels, I suppose, in terms of there's one critic who has called it a novel for our time. And I think that is actually partly to do with the way that it depicts the rise of Nazism in Germany and the kind of quite frightening parallels in terms of some of the ways that the intellectual set that Mann belonged to was having to grapple with the very polarizing rhetoric that was coming out of the National Socialist Party. And I thought I'd just maybe finish up by reading a very short passage. She says, this is Mann thinking, reflecting on having read a German newspaper that's controlled by Hitler in the lead up to World War II, and he realises the very culture he had represented since the war, it's World War I, bourgeois, cosmopolitan, balanced, unpassionate, was the very one that they were most determined to destroy. The tone he used in his prose, ponderous, ceremonious, civilised, was the precise opposite of the tone they wielded. And I just think that juxtaposition actually rings somewhat true for some of the oppositions that we're seeing between the intellectual left and I suppose, more strident right in countries like America recently. And so there are aspects of it that feel not like a historical novel in a way that is quite pleasing.
Hannah, wonderful. Thanks very much. Hannah Augustin. I think we've been Googling furiously. Cullen Tobin, or Tobin even, is the correct pronunciation. So my apologies. I'll try and remember for next time, but I can't promise. And the book is The Magician, and it is published by Macmillan, and it's $38 the price. Thanks, Hannah August, for the review.